shoes, and if it weren't for the shoelace, we would be worth 400 million today. Landlords, they should all drop dead by Thursday. The weather, diets, and digestive problems, and on and on. As one might expect in situations where topics of such great pith and import are discussed, the language suits the event, animated almost to the point of geriatric violence. If he had said one more word, I would have. Needless to say, the words schmuck, putz, schnook, schlemiel, and schmendrick resonate as clearly as battleship's klaxon sounding general quarters. While all these words fall under the general rubric of jerk, a person skilled in the subtle nuances of their meanings uses them with the precision of a brain surgeon dissecting a ganglia, or at least with the skill of Irving cutting pastrami, allowing just enough fat in each sandwich so as not to cause a blip on the radar screen of the customer's taste buds, thereby engendering a loud cry across the delicatessen. Irving, you got it! I'm paying for pastrami, not fat! It is with this great degree of care and consideration that we use the word schmuck to describe and characterize the chosen people in this book. Schmuck is not just a word. It is a word with DNA. It has been filtered through thousands of years of people suffering. It survived the steaming shtetls, insinuated itself in the patois of every city, slum, ghetto, and village in America. It has grabbed footholds in television, print, radio, and every sleazy and elegant nightclub stage. It has made its way into the mutterings of wives, mothers-in-law, business partners, tenants, teenagers, until it found its final place of permanence and internment, some would say, among the palm trees and condominiums of Miami Beach. Throw the word schmuck at a person, and it is an irretrievable dagger flung. It doesn't kill, but it wounds, condemning the victim to the hell of trivialization. Mike Tyson, at one particularly low point in a career full of them, said that he felt like a schmuck. Even Tyson, the great philologist, parsed the word properly and did not call himself a putz. By the way, a quick Yiddish lesson. Those schmuck and putz have the same literal meaning, which is the word penis. Putz is far higher on the Richter scale of insults. Put another way, anatomically, the difference between being called a schmuck and a putz is the difference between being described as an ass and an asshole. And so we have included under this cozy category all manner of fakes, frauds, idiots, lowlifes, and good guys gone bad. We have searched the world, and indeed in some cases history itself, for our list of schmucks. Happily and with the greatest respect, we have concluded that anyone can be one. Even you. Holy schmucks! Tom Cruise, in serious need of a couch. We're not in the habit of making fun of the mentally ill, but is there any other way to explain what happened to one of the biggest and best-loved movie stars in the world? Looking back, we probably should have seen it coming way back when he stripped down to his underwear, picked up a microphone, and then lip-synced on that couch. Anyone who could wiggle like that on a sofa without the slightest hint of shame was someone to be watched, and possibly medicated. Granted, that first couch episode was for a movie role, but when you think about it, so was his recent trampoline session on Oprah. And really, didn't his mother teach him to keep his feet off somebody's couch? This time around, Crude was playing the part of a middle-aged man in love. His soon-to-be child bride, a girl who during the week of their engagement posed for the cover of Teen People, admitted that when she was younger, she had a poster of Tom Cruise up in her bedroom. Personally, we believe it's a good rule never to date a girl who's younger than your oldest shirt. Not that Cruise chases only the young, just the clueless. How is it that so many women keep their eyes wide shut to this whack job? It's not exactly a secret that he belongs to a cult sorry religion called Scientology. These people actually believe that the Earth was created by aliens, and they don't mean folks from Mexico. As for their religion's founder, what's his basis for divinity? Was he born to Mount Olympus? Did wise men bring gifts when he was born? Did he see a burning bush? No, he wrote science fiction books. We're all for religious tolerance. You want to worship Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock? Live long and prosper. But how much tolerance has Tom Cruise himself been showing lately? Do you know that he told poor Brooke Shields that she shouldn't be depressed after having a baby? How does Top Schmuck know this fact?